thank you to our wonderful and generous sponsors for their continued support and whose names are prominently listed in the OU Today daily email. If you'd like to sponsor future days of this Tehillim and Chizukah, we're grateful for your sponsorship and always appreciate your support. You can visit ou.org/call to sponsor. Deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's email is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, as it is every day. On behalf of the OU, it is my honor to introduce our esteemed guest today, Rabbi Rael Blumenthal, the rabbi of BRS West in Boca Raton, Florida, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Blumenthal slowly reciting our daily three chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf Gimel, Perek Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Perek Kuf Lamed, that is chapters 23, 121, and 130, which will be followed by the Mishaberach Recholim, that is a prayer for the ill, and Achinu. We'll conclude the call with a brief conversation with Rabbi Blumenthal to learn more about his wonderful community. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding tomorrow's speaker. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Blumenthal, take it away.
Shalom Aleichem, Rabbi Hella. It is wonderful to be on the call with you, and it's wonderful to be on the call with all of you. It's a Sunday afternoon. It's Matzah Shabbos Kodesh. It's the week after Yaakov Avinu finally makes his safe journey away from his brother Esav, a journey that was treacherous, that was confusing, was fraught with all sorts of anxieties. As the beginning of last week's parasha, yesterday's parasha, began with Yaakov Avinu sending Malachim to go and see what's going on with his brother Esav. Such a terrifying event. The last time Yaakov had anything to do with his brother was some 20-something years before, where Esav had said, "The next time I see Yaakov, I'm going to kill him." And so Yaakov flees. And at the back of his mind is the thought, what's going to be the next time I see my brother? Eventually, he has to come back to Eretz Yisrael. Hashem tells him, it's time to leave. It's time to leave the house of Lavan. It's time to go back home. It's time to go back to Eretz Yisrael. And so he does. And he sends these malachim, these angels, these emissaries to find out what's going on. And they come back and they say, not only is Esav on his way to meet you, not only are you terrified that the last time you had anything to do with him, he said he was going to kill you for taking the brachas, but by the way, by now, he can actually do it. He's got 400 armed guards, armed to the teeth, ready to take you and your family out to do horrible, terrible, treacherous things to you. And the pasuk explains that Yaakov Avinu was terrified. He was terrified. And so he sends a doron, he sends a gift, and he davens, and he divides his camp up. But on his way to meet Esav, he tells his servants, what I'd like you to do is set up the flock, set up the cattle, each flock according to their species. And then there's a strange pasuk, where Yaakov Avinu says, V'revach tasimu ben eder uvein eder. What I'd like you to do is place a gap between each of these flocks. Put a gap between them. And it's this gap that I want to speak about for a couple of seconds. Because the great Reb Nosson Breslover, the great Talmud of Rabbi Nachman, writes in his Sefer Likutei Halachos, he explains what Yaakov was doing with this gap between each of the flocks. And he writes, Lo yigram leval del date chas shalom sheyid me eloi ki ilu koel ha'olam nafal alav. He says, Yaakov tells his servants, tells his family, tells his friends, tells everybody with him, just because something terrible and terrifying and treacherous is right in front of us, we shouldn't imagine that the whole world is falling on our heads. We shouldn't forget for a moment that life is overwhelmingly pretty good. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu has been amazingly generous to us. That he looks after us. That he cares about us. And yes, it's true that what we're about to face now is formidable. And it's frightening. And we've never faced anything as scary as this before. But just remember, says Yaakov Avinu, Revach Tasimu Bein Eder Vein Eder. Put a gap between the flocks. Put a pause in between each of the pieces of this calamity that we're about to face. Put a pause between getting out of the car and opening the front door after a long and arduous day where everything went wrong, where it was snowing and the traffic was terrible and the red lights were taking 15 hours, and then the next lights were out of order, and then somebody zoomed past and swerved past your car, and then the doctor was supposed to get back to you and they didn't, and then the result that you got wasn't what you were hoping for, and everything felt like it was falling to pieces. The whole world is falling on its face, and you have no idea, Ribbono Shelam, where am I going to turn, says Yaakov Avinu, V'revach tasim ben eder ben eder. Pause. Pause for just one moment and realize and recognize, you know, Baruch Hashem, I have a family. Baruch Hashem, I have a home. Baruch Hashem, it's true that my car was stuck in the snow, was stuck in the traffic. It's true that I ran out of gas at the worst moment, but I have a car. And it's true that the food didn't come out the way that I wanted to, but Baruch Hashem, I have a kitchen, I have a food, I have food to eat. And it's true that the call that I got wasn't what I was hoping for, but Baruch Hashem, I have phone calls, people are still reaching out, people are talking to me. Revach tasim ben eder ben eder, if we pause for just one moment, a moment of gratitude, a moment of introspection, a moment of care and concern, a moment for us to think about the fact that the Ribbono Shelam loves us, the Ribbono Shelam cares about us, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still looking out for us, even in this crazy world, even in this crazy year, even with all of the insanities going on around us, says Yaakov Avinu, Revach tasim ben eder uven eder, we'll be able to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu still cares about us, still has what to do with us. And please God, we'll be able to see that the world is not so bad. It's just a moment of breath, a moment of pause, a moment of introspection. Hashem should bless us, that we should be able to achieve this, to be able to see it, to be able to understand it. Not just this year, and not just us, but all years, all days, until the whole of Klal Yisrael. We're going to begin with Tehillim, Perek Chaf Gimel, Tehillim, chapter 23. Mizmor leDavid, Adonai roi lo echsar, Linos deshe yarbiteini, Almei menuchois yinaleini, Nafshi yeshoivez yancheini, V'maglei tzedek leman shemayi, גם כי אלך בגי צומבר, לא יאיר אורו, כי אתה עמדי, שבתך ומשענתך, ואימא ינחמוני. תרייך לפני שולחן, נגד צרריי, ישנת בשמן ראשי, תעשי רוויות. Ach toi v'chesed, yirdefuni kol yimei chayai, mishavti v'veit adinoi liyorech yomim. We continue with Tehillim Kuf Chof Aleph, chapter 121. Shir lama alai, esai noel harim, מאין יבוא עזרי, עזרי מאים אדוני, עושה שמיים וארץ, אל ייתן למות רגלך, אל ינום שומרך, הנה לא ינום, ולא ישן שומר ישראל, אדינוי שומרך, אדינוי צילך, על יד ימינך. יומם השמש לא יקקה, וירח בלילה, אדינוי ישמרך מפרע, ישמר. Es nafshecha, adinaha yishmar tishko v'yecha, me'ata v'yad olam. Finally, we are going to say Tehillim Kuf Lamed, chapter 130. Shir hamalai, mimamakim, krasicho adinoi. Adinai shima v'kaili, tiyana uznecha kashuvais, lekol tachanunai. im avinai tishmar ya adinai mi yamai hi im achas licha leman divorei kivisi adinai kivsa nashim velidvarai haichalti nafshi ladinai mesharerim labayke Shamirim Laboyke Yachel Yisrael El Adinai Kim Adinai Achesed Varbeinim Oifedus Veho Yifdes Yisrael Mikol Avon Neisal. We're going to say a Mishaberach B'cholim for those who are ill, taking a moment to pause, make a revach ben eder ben eder to daven for all of those that need the report shalema. Mi sheberach avosteinu Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov Moshe v'Aharon David u'Shlomoy hu yivarech u'yirapeh et hacholim. Ba'ur shanachnu mispalalim ba'uram mischar zakodosh baruch hu yimalei rachamim aleihem achli mal merapa istam lachli istam lapi istam shlach lahem emeira rufuah shleima rufuah sanefesh rufuah saguf hashda bagalav isman koriv v'neimar amein acheinu kol beis yisrael hanatunim batzor v'shivya homdim bein bayam bein bayam v'shah המקום ירחם עליהם, ירתם יצור לברכה, מאפלה לרום משיבוד לגולה, אשתה בגלו בזמן קורי ונאמר, אמן.
Thank you so much, Rav Rael, Rav Blumenthal. It's so nice to hear your voice. Thank you for being on the call with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Pleasure. As we transition into the last part of our call, just wanted to ask, how are you? How's your family? How's your community doing?
So Baruch Hashem, we're doing well. We're doing well, as well, I suppose, as one could imagine, in a world, in a year such as this. We're in Florida. So Florida, Baruch Hashem, the weather is good. We can still be outside. It's strange. It's almost like people have gone into some kind of routine. As crazy as that may seem, schools are open with masks and distancing. So my kids are Baruch Hashem in school. I'm teaching, and shul is happening with shiurim and learning and davening with different minyanim and everything socially distanced. And everybody's kind of reaching their comfort level, whatever that is. Although by and large, people are just confused. Every day somebody says to me, I thought I knew what I was supposed to be doing, then I'm not sure, and now I don't know. And it's a lot of doubt.
Well, could you tell us a little bit more about your community, about the RSL?
So I'm so excited to be talking about the RSL with Rabbi Heller, because it was some 15 years ago that Rabbi Heller was the rabbi of the RSL. As the shul was first finding its feet, Rabbi Heller was the kickstarter of this project called BRS West. So the good news, Rabbi Heller, is that the shul has grown to, about 120 families or so this year.
That's amazing.
We've had about another 15, 17 families move in during the pandemic, which has had its challenges, of course. Ordinarily my wife and I would be having each of these families over and getting to know them and, having meals and meeting with their kids and finding out, what they're looking for in life. It's very different and very difficult to do those things now in a normal way. But Baruch Hashem, it's interesting. The community has grown in the last little while with a lot of young families that are moving down, getting out of the New York, New Jersey area, especially as people can work remote. So jobs that were keeping people in the Northeast are now available online. So coming down to Florida, there's good weather, there's less taxes, and Baruch Hashem is a full community. So a lot of people are coming down for those reasons. And then, interestingly, we've ended up with a good influx of parents and even grandparents of some of our members that have said, look, if my family's moving down, I suppose this is as good a time as any to move down to Florida. And a lot of people that are still working a little bit remote are coming down and figuring things out. So there's a lot of movement and there's a lot of action. There's a lot of growth. As I say, it's strange. It's awkward. You're never sure like where anybody's at and where people are holding, and everything is like, you know, somebody that was in shul last week was exposed, so they're not in shul this week and taking tests and waiting for CDC guidelines. And it's a whole new world. It's a whole new world of what to do and how to do it.
Well, I'm incredibly impressed. Incredibly impressed and happy to hear, really, that the community is doing so well. I know it's a warm and a supportive community, and I wish you tremendous hatzlach in continuing that growth and being able to welcome new members. Just wanted to ask one other question before we conclude our call, which is the new question we've been asking, which is, what was the motivation? What inspired you to become a rav in the community?
To tell you the truth, I love Jews, and I love Torah. And I consider it to be the greatest privilege in the whole wide world to do something every day that involves HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Jewish people and Torah. I think it's the coolest thing in the world to be able to do mitzvahs all day. Being able to speak to people and learn with people and grow with people, and build communities and develop families, I think is the greatest privilege in the whole world. And, you know, maybe that means that I went into the Rabbanit for totally selfish reasons, because I love it. I love the people. I love the Rabbanit Shalom. I love Torah. But I suppose, for selfish reasons, I suppose it's not a terrible one.
Well, it's a beautiful reason, and thank you for sharing it with us. Thank you for being on the call today and for telling us a little bit about your beautiful kehillah. And as with all of Klal Yisrael and the entire world, our thoughts and prayers are with you and your community for continued bracha, atzlacha, and for good health.
Good to be with you.
Thank you so much. Before we conclude the call today, I just wanted to make two final announcements. One is, I just returned right now, literally just before the call, from a successful Orthodox Union biennial convention, which we elected our president, Moshe Bain, for his for the last 2 years for which he is eligible to be the president for 2 more years of the OU, and the board, and a number of resolutions, including a principled stand against racism and in support of the State of Israel. And also we had opportunity to have conversations between our new EVPs, Josh Joseph and Rabbi Moshe Hauer, and Moshe Bain, with both a group of NCSY leaders from New Jersey. A big thank you to Rabbi Aryeh Leavis for arranging that. And also with shul leaders, presidents, and other shul leaders from around New Jersey to have listening to talk about how they're responding to the pandemic and what their concerns are, so that the OU can hear what their concerns and solutions are, so they can hear what we might be able to do for them. And it was an inspiring and beautiful morning. So I'm just sharing that with our kehillah at large. Hopefully we'll have other opportunities to talk and to listen with synagogue leadership all over North America. Please join us again tomorrow, Monday, at 1 o'clock, as always, for words of inspiration from another old friend who I knew also in Boca Raton, Florida, Rabbi Yechiel Morris, who is now the rabbi of Young Israel of Southfield, Michigan. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day. This concludes today's call.